You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. The latest is 5 o'clock. That means at some point in this hour, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen.
Wow.
And if you don't get them, blame Tyler. He's the one taking the phone calls and answering them.
That's fair.
There are people who text in and really believe Tyler has it out for them.
F you, Tyler. I've been calling all day.
I've been calling. You're not answering the phone.
I always call, Tyler. You suck.
I mean, I think he's got it rigged up.
Yeah,
I think he's got.
I know your boy. I know he definitely believes Tyler is screwing him over.
Oh,
cap every time. I know. You know how fast he be talking.
Come here, Baytown brother.
I know. T. Miller. He ain't trying to answer my call. I'm just trying to get some tickets. He don't never try to answer my call. You tell. but no, man. He will get you in if you are the winner. So that's coming up at some point. You got to be listening. We'll give you that cue to call, and that's when you call. So don't call now. We don't have the phone lines open, but you'll understand and hear that cue, and that's when you get on the horn 713-572-4610 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. All right, Clint. This news here: 44-year-old Philip Rivers. 44-year-old Philip Rivers.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Grandfather Philip Rivers, who has not played in the NFL since 2020, the COVID season, is officially re-signing to quarterback needy Indianapolis Colts. He's going to be on their practice squad. Daniel Jones went down with the Achilles. You knew exactly what it was when he started slamming his helmet repeatedly into the ground. Felt really terrible for him. And then Riley Leonard, former quarterback in Notre Dame, thought he had his shot, and he did. He has a knee injury. So they need quarterback help with Anthony Richardson, who is already on IR and not eligible to come off, even if he was healthy. So they are without all three of them, and they may have to potentially turn to Philip Rivers, Clint, to get in there, who, again, as we said, has not played since 2020. Hell, Clint, Rivers is currently a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. class of 2026, which I think he has a shot to get in.
Yeah, he's got a shot to be a first ballot, if he signed to the active roster, he had to wait another 5 years.
He's
got to
wait another 5.
Got to wait another 5 years. Maybe a lot of folks thought maybe he saw the writing on the wall, didn't think he was going to be a first ballot, so he said, what the hell, man? Let me go ahead and pull my name out of the hat. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is wow. And this does affect the Texans. One, obviously the Colts have the same record as the Texans right now, and we thought everybody have some struggles with their schedule. Now it really turns up. Good luck. Maybe he might have to jump in and play the Seattle Seahawks on the road to kick things off. But this really does, I think, hurt their chances even more having to turn to 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
Well, the reality of it is I don't think Phillip Rivers signs with the Colts to help young players get ready and learn how to prepare be an NFL quarterback. I don't think he signs with the Indianapolis Colts to be a backup quarterback and an emergency quarterback. I think he signs with the Indianapolis Colts because they feel strongly that he gives them a better chance to win over Riley Leonard. And now, look, Riley Leonard at this point in time has that sprained knee, I believe it is, and literally it's a day-to-day deal. They haven't announced whether he's going to play or not, so it may thrust.
But he may already be the backup. I think he has to be. He has to be, right? Yes, they don't have anybody else.
Yeah, but I mean – The reality of it is right now where we sit, I don't know that Riley Leonard's even practicing because of the knee. I don't know if they're they could announce any minute that he's not going to play. And so this was a sign because they feel like Phillip Rivers is the best thing on the market, which there's not much out there, that knows the system and that could give them a chance to win. Now, it is important to note that Phillip Rivers does go back with Shane Steichen. Yeah. He knows this offense like the back of his hand, so stepping in immediately and mentally knowing this offense is not going to be a problem. The question obviously is physically, can he still perform? Now, he's never been an athlete, a mover and a shaker, so he's going to be a statue in the pocket anyway. And look, he's been around the high school game, and I can tell you,
hasn't he been coaching or something?
He's been coaching for 5 years. Yeah, but the significance here is I can tell you, man, I could spin it as well as I could ever spin it as long as I was training quarterbacks. I was actually conditioning my arm more training quarterbacks than I was when I was playing. And so the fact that he's been involved in the game and probably been training his kids and has been throwing the ball around and all that kind of deal, the arm may very well still be there. I didn't lose it until I quit gripping a football every day and throwing it. So the ability to throw the football is probably there. The mental aspect of it is probably there. Will Father Time just simply say, hey, man, coming out from underneath that center and reaching on that first step of that drop, we don't have the groins for that anymore, boys.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor,
Yeah, I mean, that's the part of it. I think it's the lateral movement, the pushing up hard in the pocket, obviously taking hits when 300-pounders, 250-pounders laying on you could be a problem. But, I mean, making a throw and knowing the offense, I really don't think is going to be an issue for him.
Although,
look, he's 44, so what are your expectations?
You think he's actually going to get in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
You think so?
I don't think he comes.
God, but we saw CJ's rust after four games.
Yeah. This is not, I mean, absolutely he's going to play. Now, it may not be right away. Oh, hell, he's a band-aid.
I think Brett Rypien is on their
not a bad player
on their stat on their okay. on their roster.
Not a bad player. They may see if Britt can get him Brett or Britt can get him through a game or two. But yeah, I think the plan is the minute he's ready and act physically feels like he can play.
You think he probably get
because
they're
on the field.
They're 8-5. I mean, they're not dead. I mean,
not yet. They're close, though.
That horse is barely kicking, Ron.
This is going to be
at what they got.
I think
Seattle,
he's
going to
play, and I think
at
it's Seattle, going to be a rough go.
At Seattle, home Niners, home Jags, at Houston?
Correct. Second toughest remaining schedule in the league, I believe.
Not to mention they're tough, three of those teams. I don't know exactly where the 49ers defense is right now with their injuries, but I know the other three defenses are pretty damn good.
I've watched that 49ers team multiple times. I don't know how they have 9 wins. With all the guys they have injured, I don't know how the hell Kyle is putting it together.
I think he plays, and I don't think it's pretty when he does.
I think Will Anderson will feel bad about hitting him.
I don't think he will. I think he'd gladly go get him.
I think he'll go get him, but I
go
think
get,
he'll
go get him
I,
teams.
I think he'll feel bad.
By that time,
hey,
he'll
man,
be
let
working
me help
on,
you up, man.
But what's Will got right now? Will got 12 yet?
No, 11 and a half. No,
this past game hurt him, didn't it?
10. Or somebody's got 11 and a half, and somebody's got 10 and a half or 11.
Let's
I know Daniil has
Will.
More. So I think he's probably at 10.5.
5 o'clock fire.
That guy's got
to
be going.
I'm going to tell you, I accidentally came across that guy on social media the other day. That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, but
I thought it was a joke. He's dead ass serious.
He just took that praise and worship song and just turned it into his own.
He's living.
They
I don't know what I mean. Some of them I've seen, boy.
Every time I hear that praise and worship song, I just crack up.
He's around our Colts.
I change the words to the Colts every single time.
Bleed blue.
All right, a couple of Astros news and notes. The Astros, they will pick 17th after the draft lottery went down. The White Sox stunk, and they went ahead and got the number one pick as well. But after the draft lottery goes through, the Astros are 17th overall in the MLB draft in 2026. They had a 0.34% chance to win the lottery, and so obviously they're 17th. But more news and notes as they head towards this new season. Astros manager had a few things to say injury-wise for players, talking about injuries. And health is going to be a major emphasis this year for players like Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez. Right now, quote, I need to keep guys healthy, Joe Espada said. And it looks like Jose Altuve is going to be at the forefront of that with Yordan Alvarez. He said Yordan Alvarez will play most of his time at the DH spot to try to keep him healthy. And then he talked about this with the MLB Network in regards to Jose Altuve and how they want to handle him.
You know what? I like the fact that he is open to helping, to do whatever it takes to help the team. But I think second base is his prime position. I think we're going to see him play there more this season. Giving us some starts in left field, that's something that I will sit down and talk to him about that. But right now, I need to keep our guys healthy. I think a lot of these players can play multiple positions. Paredes can play some second, third, and first base. It allows me to keep Correa and Walker healthy. The DH spot, I'm also going to use that spot to keep those guys off their feet. I got some really good players that once they're healthy, it's a really good team to – it's going to be a really tough team to beat.
I can already see this, Tyler. This is going to frustrate Clint to high heaven this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen.
It's Saul.
But you got to understand, before we get Clint in here and let him cut this promo, Tyler, what would you say is the number one reason that they ended their streak of going to the playoffs?
Oh, 1, 2, and 3, injuries.
Injury help.
Like you never seen.
So they're probably going to really go overly cautious about how they handled that because it derailed their season so much. And it was. It was a weird thing, man. It wasn't the Dubons going down. No offense to Dubon. I mean, it was every important player with the exception of Hunter and Framber seemed to go down at some point and miss significant time. So, Clint, I know this is going to frustrate you, but they want to avoid what happened last year, and they are going to do everything they can to try to avoid injuries and have the situation of what happened last year.
I don't have a problem with acknowledging what happened last year. I don't have a problem with firing your entire medical staff and say we got to take a different approach to this season.
Really, really happy.
I got a problem with thinking that you need to rest everybody on the team that's over 21 years old because you think like load management is going to keep these guys healthy. Like Paredes didn't snap a hamstring last year because he was overplayed. He's overworked. I mean, these guys aren't injured. Like Pino didn't rip an oblique or whatever the hell he did and have oblique issues down there because he was overworked. I mean, there's clearly you hopefully fix the medical staff and the day to day training and what you're doing to get these guys right, some of the in season stuff to keep them healthy, but I just hate the out of the gate, man. We got to cut play time. We got to load manage these guys to being healthy, man. Let them go play baseball. Just go play baseball.
They
man.
got some older cats that I think they're gonna be careful with. Correa. Alvarez isn't older, but he's got some issues. Correa, Altuve.
Hell, he just rattled off the whole team.
Now maybe Walker can play every day at first.
No, he said Walker. He said Paredes being able to play three positions. He gets Walker and Correa some rest.
By the way, right, one of them aren't going to be here. Right. Like Walker, Paredes, Correa, Altuve, who they just told us is going to be playing second base. Pena, that's like, those are all everyday players. Like, unless Paredes runs to the outfield or something, like, it feels like.
Well, I know, ideally, to my point, even better, somebody's going to be gone.
Yeah,
but the thought, like, to me, if you're interested in putting the best team out there, you put Yordan's ass in left field, and then whoever of those infielders, four infielders you mentioned, isn't playing. I guess it's five with four because you're not counting Pena.
Yeah.
Those four infielders, whichever one is not in the field, is at the DH. It's that easy. So this ain't hard.
Yeah, Yordan's got the DH spot. Got to make sure he's healthy, baby.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
I mean, he missed 116 games or something like that last year.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down, man. Stop running so hard, man.
I guess we're just not. Are we even going to swing a bat this?
No, he's going to swing a bat.
Can we swing a bat since our hand was hurt?
Maybe we'll slow down on tagging up.
Can we just let's put
tagging up bases to bases.
Let's
to the playoffs.
Look, let's quit painting home plate. Put painting home plate, and realize the guy's injury prone. It's going to happen. Get your ass in left field. Let's play some ball, baby.
And wear your seatbelt if you're on the damn injury card.
I ain't going to lie.
For the love of God.
I'm not going to lie. This is coming to me. Like, the Chiefs and the Astros have a very weird parallel on this year. They dominated their sport year, and then they just had these weird injuries. Both of them. That man went down on the first play of the game and tore his ACL. He's out for the season. Probably next year, too. As you said, that man slipped on home plate scoring. The Jake Myers one is the one that takes the game. My man didn't make it out to center field. The injuries that those guys ran into were just absolutely bad.
You're not going to rest them to health.
Not going to happen this year.
Ten fewer games that Correa has to play will make a hell of a difference, man.
It is.
Silly.
It is. It's going to make Sanchez was out there every day, though.
Who?
He's
swinging out of his shoes, too.
Jesus, man.
That may be the craziest thing. All offseason, all spring training, all we heard was, man, we're going to be more disciplined at the plate. And then at the trade deadline, they go get a guy that comes out of his shoes more often than Altuve and let him play. And hey, man, prefer to have him out there.
Yeah.
Good God. He didn't do bad. Did he keep him still around?
I think so. I hope Yiner is somewhere throwing to second base. That's all I hope.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the crowd position throwing to second base. I got to guarantee that improves from last year. Catchers and throwing guys out. That has to improve.
Them cats were.
When they were still in base. When they were still in third with a.
Standing up.
With a lefty in the box.
These throws ain't loyal.
Still in third with a lefty in the box.
Standing up.
Welcome home.
Yeah. All right, coming up, make sure you're listening. You may have a chance at some point, the rest of the show, you got to be listening. You may have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Stay tuned for that. And I got to know, Clint, is this a blueprint that has been set for the Texans offense? Was it just one bad game, or is this something that we're going to see done to the Texans until they can stop it? We'll discuss.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint, I find it interesting what we saw on Sunday. And as you know better than anybody, you've played in it, covered it. I've just covered it for the last decade plus. It's a copycat league, right? We see one thing work on an opponent, and other teams will try to do the same thing, right? If one team sees like it's easy to be able to do this, to take out this type of player, they'll try to do it. A lot of people have tried to copy things that Belichick did defensively against other teams. The league does it. If you seem to struggle with five-man fronts, they'll do it. You seem to struggle with pressure and blitz or whatever, they'll do it. What we saw Sunday in the second half, Clint, specifically, and really you could start it with the final possession of the first half, we saw the Texans. I would argue, Clint, we've watched some tough offensive moments in ball games for the Texans. That felt like the worst stretch that we watched of the Texans offense. Definitely in that third quarter, but I think you could argue the second half. Their quarterback made a couple of throws that really, really helped them. And Woody Marks got a couple of runs there late. But that was a tough stretch. My thought, and I know you watched the film today, but my thought is, okay, if you're the Texans and understand it's a copycat league, everybody can't copy Steve Spagnuolo and his blitz packages and different things that he does to confuse quarterbacks. Might try, but everybody can't pick that up and know when to hit him. And then everybody can't just say, oh, all right, we got Chris Jones, so we're going to throw him out there and do that. The Cardinals can't do that, right? Most teams can't do that. Was it more that, or did you look at this and think, like you did coming out of the Tampa game? Boy, those duo blocks, that's what everybody's going to try to do to the Texans to run the football after seeing it. Did you feel like this is something that other teams are going to try to do that could stifle the Texans?
Oh, I definitely think other teams are going to try to do it. Now, whether they can or not, to your point, Spags is pretty good. They didn't just wake up one morning and decide they want to be a blitzing team and have good big-time blitz packages. But, you know, two things can be true. They're really good at it. Chris Jones is really good. And the most important part to all of us here in Houston is the truth of the matter is the Texans didn't have a plan. I mean, time and time again, I'm looking at it, multiple drives, probably four or five, maybe six drives in the second half, they had free runners on blitz looks. And it's not like they're hard to see when it's coming and how it's coming and what's going on. They had free runners in situations. And the reality of it is the defense was able to get those free runners. And the most important part is clearly the Texans don't have answers. The Texans system didn't have answers. The Texans quarterback didn't have answers. The Texans wide receivers weren't looking for the ball. It is bad to put that on film. And it's not the first time the Texans had. Hell, you can look back at the Kansas City Chiefs game last year. It was bad. And you can look at multiple times since then throughout the season that teams have had some success getting that done. Yes, moving forward in critical situations, in tight ball games when defenses have to have a play, you're going to see some double A gaps. You're going to see some safety.
Because what did you see they were doing a lot besides Chris Jones just – dominating his matchup? What were the things they were doing that gave them problems in the blitz package? Double mug?
Some of that gives them a hard time, but they I remember vividly that watching the film, there's, you know, bringing a safety and a wheel linebacker to the left side opposite where Nico is. They're leaving a safety over the top of Nico with a corner pulled down, and they're playing games with the linebackers and the other safety and your nickel defender if he's in the game. They're playing games with that and bringing pressure, really, I think most of the time is opposite Nico. So, but yeah, it doesn't have to be A-gap pressure. It's just crowd the line of scrimmage any way that you can. Bail some guys to one side and bring them the other way. And the majority of the time, the Texans can't figure it out. They can't pick it up. And most importantly, they don't have answers. The key is not to try to pick it up. The key is when teams crowd the line of scrimmage, have answers, right? Snap the football. If they come, boom, you get the ball out. And it's really that's oversimplifying it on radio, obviously, but that's the thing, is way too many times in the second half when either Chris Jones was cooking or Spags was cooking and the pressure was getting to the quarterback, too many times you look up and wide receivers and tight ends are running 10, 12 yard routes. You know, he didn't move Nico Collins at all in the second half. Didn't move one time, didn't go in motion one time. He just sat there in a situation where that is your only guy. That's the only guy on this football team that you know 100% man-to-man, he's winning and we're going and getting it. You didn't move him one time. You sat right there and let that safety sit over the top of him and take him completely out of your offense. Like, there is no doubt about it, there's a blueprint. Keep that safety open. Press Nico. Don't give him the quick stuff. Keep that safety. At least get a pre-snap look like you're going to put a safety over the top of him. Play games in the box. Play games opposite Nico. And you can get home a lot. You can cause problems for the Texans' offensive line.
Yeah, because that was one in which Nico, I mean, he was averaging, felt like, 50 yards a catch early. His first couple of catches were big plays down the field. And you'd look up, oh, that cat's got 100 yards already.
Yep.
You know, and like two or three drives. But in the second half, I know he didn't have a completion. And I don't believe he had a target. And That's not always just what Chris Jones was winning. Some of that is. That's not clearly. Well, they just took him out of the game. And the crazy thing is, it happened with their best corner got hurt. He got hurt on the first big play on the second.
Well, we've talked about this. It seems that this offense is just, it's exhausting to talk about. And I'm not talking about just this one. I'm talking about this New England stuff. But Bill Belichick did it, and Bill Belichick. Bill O'Brien did it, and Tim Kelly did it. And I mean, it seems like Bobby Slowick was the only relief from it that was worth a damn, right? But it's just like the in that situation, when pressure is dominating what you're doing and has your offensive line and your quarterback baffled, to not get in some kind of bunch formation and move Nico Collins, and when the ball is snapped, he's running full speed and he is in the flats right now. Or he's full speed and he's acting like he's going to the flat and he's putting his foot in the ground and he's banging that little H-post across the face of a defender. Or there's some kind of snag route with him running a shoot route right off his hip, some kind of pick concept. I mean, all of that stuff is – you should immediately go to it, and we don't. We just leave him over there like everything's fine. It's hard to wrap your head around, man.
Because some of it is a deal of like, that's why I brought it up. Because some of it's like, Houston, you've seen this where, I mean, yeah, J.J. Watt is just dominating the game. He's just moving up inside, outside. There's nothing you could do about anything. But there was some of that with Chris Jones, and maybe that, you know, that's different with other teams. But to be able to take out your number one weapon, who was killing to begin with, clearly Spags and them got over there on their side and said, all right, well, we're going to do this and change this to not allow him to. So to be able to take that out. And then, guys, this wasn't just a, oh, man, that was a bad day of the office. It was, as you said, every time they snapped it and he went to drop back to pass, it was right now pressure. Yep. No chance. Nothing. Houdini act to even throw it away. Can't do anything. Can't go through a progression.
But
every single time for five or six straight drives, that
they
feels
did it at
more
least once in I think four or five straight drives, and then one of those drives it was
that,
done twice.
That feels more than just Chris Jones is kicking our ass.
But Ron, there's not even like, again, I mean, it's easy in hindsight, but we've seen enough of this that it shouldn't be hindsight for them, for Nick Caley. Like there's not even a dubbing cadence that we see every quarterback, it seems like, in football use every Sunday. When you play a defense that's got crazy blitz packages, like there's always a dummy cadence so that we can see who's going to bail and who's going to come. We're going to give our offensive line that advantage. We don't even have that. I mean, we're still the head coach is still talking about, well, we got to get out of the huddle on time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part that there's no quick game. There's no screen game. There's no motion. There's no dummy signals. There's no hard counts to try to draw the defense off. There's no the motions are just lazy shifts. They're not even motions. And so I don't know how D'Amico Ryans. I'm getting frustrated just talking about it. Like, I don't know how D'Amico Ryans goes up there and literally says to the media, "Yeah, we just got to get out of the huddle quicker." Like, we're still at that point, bro.
That looked like that was more.
That should be embarrassed. Like that
looked like that was more than get out of the huddle quicker.
Well, I mean, look, there's no doubt about it that for whatever reason
they could have got out of the huddle with 30 seconds left.
Yeah, it just there's no doubt that may be a factor. But how is it still so much of a factor where we hear from the head coach? It's wild, man.
They ran like 9 consecutive plays and just lost like had negative yards.
They got to use a timeout out of a timeout to keep from getting to delay a game.
I'm just like, man, that is rough. All right, but they got the dub. And won the game. And hopefully that isn't something that teams are alerted on doing and maybe putting them in the same position. Coming up, T-Mill's best bets and. We'll look at somebody who Clint said we're not giving enough credit to. And, hey, he's got to be ready for another month or two of football potentially. Can he do that? We'll discuss.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that coming up next?
Just the greatest producer in the world, Tyler T. Mill.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to Christian in Willis, who is the winner of our tickets to the Texans-Cardinals game coming up on Sunday. Congratulations to all the winners today. Pays to listen to Sports Radio 610, as we had winners throughout the day. Hopefully, you get into the building, or maybe there are tickets potentially win later on in the week. Who knows what happens?
Every week, though.
Right here on Houston Sports Leader. So stay tuned for that. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Tommy Togiai will be...
Nailed it!
will be on the show tonight. Be a few minutes after we get done, so stay tuned for the fellas. And after that, Area 45, live and local. I know tonight's a big night for Tyler as he will be locked in as we've got the semifinals starting tonight of the NBA Cup, and nobody... in this world loves the NBA Cup more than Tyler Milner. These courts do it for him. And maybe sucks the Rockets aren't involved in him this year. They were last year. But I'm sure the fellas, Area 45, will talk about a lot of different things. Maybe that makes an appearance as they got you late night, 8 to midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. So make sure you stay tuned for that. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a couple of moments. I will say this. There was someone who texted in as we were talking about just, is this a blueprint now that, hell, the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Colts, and especially when the Texans get in the playoffs, is this a blueprint that teams are going to look at what happened in that second half? Because they just, I mean, they couldn't move. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do anything. Someone texted in and said, Clint, my thing is, y'all actually believe the hogwash about CJ having more control of the offense, zero hot reads, hand signals, motioning people, or any verbiage. I would say that's a fair thought, Clint. I that was a big thing we thought
in. Well, no. I think it's a fair thought. I think it's a untrue point he's making. I mean, I don't think everybody around here, I mean, we've questioned multiple times, how come I don't see more hand signs? I mean, I don't know who they're talking to, who the texter's talking to, but I believe we've talked about it multiple times of like, hell, we've talked about snap counts.
Yeah, you agree about, with
I mean,
the texter.
Hell, we've talked about it a million times. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, I would say that's a fair thing. That does not seem to be the case. That he's got more control, and it doesn't seem like if he does, it's helping any better than it did last year, right? I think clearly they're coached better, and they're working together better, that it doesn't look like the absolute train wreck that it did week after week, snap after snap. But we saw it yesterday, him having control of the offense and being able to set the protections, that didn't help because they constantly were able to get home.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, Ron, and I didn't talk about it specifically in that context, but we talked about it yesterday. Like, for a third-year quarterback that's on the verge of getting paid $60 million a year and being a franchise guy, you know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of command of the offense at the line of scrimmage. Like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of the responsibility is on the quarterback's shoulders. And I'm not knocking CJ. That's just the reality of it, of what they're asking him to do, I guess. I mean, there were times, you know, again, you know, you go back to when Davis Mills was playing. There were more times when Davis Mills was playing where I could hear him on the TV copy calling mics out and doing, you know, communicating and doing things, and we'd hardly ever get to see CJ do that. There's been one game this year when it was pretty adamant that, you know, he's pretty active with his hands and pointing stuff out. But like you would think at this point in the season that, you know, a lot of these situations don't change. What is your blitz pickup? Like, what are you going to do when you get blitzed to your left side? What are you going to do when you get a safety and a wheel to your left side, or you get the same look from your right side? You get four weak, or you get four. What are you going to do? Like those should be triggers that CJ should be able to put in motion himself, and so. I don't know. I'm with the overall point of the texture. I don't understand why the quarterback doesn't have more of the ability to do those things, or if he does, why does he not do them more often?
It doesn't seem like it's been a huge shift.
No question. Agreed wholeheartedly.
To me, there has been improvement. I think the line works together better.
Yes.
Than they did last year. Agreed. But we saw when a team wants to get after you and do it's like they seem to really struggle picking up things. So.
Right. And you know, a lot of, I said this a couple of times today, so I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but a lot of picking up what a blitz is a receiver making himself available. I just told you earlier, Ron, like there's one where they motion across Jalen Noll to the right side of the quarterback in the slot. And they are clearly bringing pressure from that side. And the safety is 15 yards plus off of him. And they're showing it to you. And at the snap, I mean, it is just football 101. I don't know if you want to throw it hot. I don't know if you want to give him a little quick post route. I don't know if you want to give him a flat. I don't know what they do. Clearly nothing. But I as a quarterback, I got to get the ball to that guy right there. It's clear. I mean, it's a throw in the ocean. It's an easy completion. And you got a guy that's really good in space making people miss. And he's looking the other direction. He's not even looking that way. And he ends up running a little delayed shake route to the flat, which delayed versus a blitz. What are we doing? But CJ didn't even look that direction. It's not because he don't see it. That's football 101. I mean, high school quarterbacks see that every day.
He's wide open, CJ.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody else. That's what I'd be. If I was Jalen Noll, that's what I'd do.
That's wide open, CJ.
We'd go to the line of scrimmage. Tyler, what'd he say? He'd go to the line of scrimmage, and that old backers and that nickel defender would sneak in there like that, and I'd look up, and I'd see that damn safety real deep, and I'd say,
he's wide open, CJ.
We're working with Clint here.
He's wide open, CJ. He's wide open, CJ.
God, CJ, what's wrong with you, CJ? I'm wide open. I'm uncovered. Give me
I don't know what the hell is going on in H-Town.
Almost broke a computer. We're getting stuff yanked out of our paycheck. I'm sorry. But that's what I mean. That's what I would be doing. I mean, it's wild, man, to think that it's just we're still at that point offensively. So yeah,
I mean, somebody puts that on camera. It does not.
You couldn't see my feet. I was in my wide receiver stance.
I saw you.
I damn near did break
right foot forward and everything. No, man, we'll see. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of change with it. All right, let's get these best bets in. T Mill's best bets is, he was in the green to start the week off, could have had a perfect day. Got screwed over there. What, with the hook twice?
Twice. Two bad beats of the five. Those were only two losses, man.
Yeah, at overtime, too, to get another catch from Keenan Allen. But let's get to him here as he's in the green to start the week. Let's make a little cash. If you do not remember these bets, you need to check them out. Head to @TMillRealDeal to get the rest of them.
That's right. We're going NBA, of course, tonight. Not a lot going on. Only two matchups for this European-style basketball. The National Basketball Association's laying out there for us. The Cup! Two games, Heat at the Magic and Knicks at the Raptors tonight. All four of these bets obviously fall within those two games. First, I got the Raptors +6. Give me the points in Canada as they host the New York Knicks tonight for the Cup. Knicks at Raptors, same game. I'm on the over. I got it at over 225 between the Knickerbockers and the Raptors. And then two player props.
With confidence now.
Oh, I always do. Knickerbockers.
That one get dicey.
Didn't even think of that, honestly. That's a good call. Might not use that anymore. Then two player props.
Steer clear if I use
that. Yeah, I did not even think of that.
The Knicks will work. There it is.
Oh, man. Oh, good call. Two player props. Last two here. Both of them play for the Miami Heat as they are going to be taking on the Magic in Orlando. I got Tyler Hero under for 22.5 points for Tyler. And then Adebayo. I was close, right?
No, that was it.
Him and SGA I struggle with. And Adebayo, I say to myself a million times.
Kendrick Perkins called him Bam Adebayo.
Adebayo.
Yeah, with confidence, you said.
That fella with the Miami Heat, Bam, under 9.5 rebounds is what I have for you there. Those are your four best bets.
All right, those are the best bets. Check them out. Bam's already got four rebounds, so sorry about that. Check them out, best bets.
Didn't realize they had tipped, to be honest.
Yeah, he's Yep, he's got a fifth. Five rebounds. So hopefully for you, he slows up.
Well, hopefully y'all lock those in before the game. In.
But there is a late one. Yeah, it's the NBA Cup, baby. Tyler's favorite. You knew he was going to have some picks for that one. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access Area 45 as well. Clint, great job.
Thanks, Bob.
Tyler, great job. Shout out to the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Willie Fritz, who joins us. I'm Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Then I look at you. A damn shame. Anyway, man.
I'm proud of you.
I'll step it up.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You keep doing exactly what you're doing.
No, man.
Ron's got a point. You're disappointed in myself.
You're 35. You're not 40.
He's not doing it. Good point. Why is he not doing it?
I was blasted all weekend.
Huh?
Oh, I did. I'm certain I got drunk. Cinco de Mayo, yeah, I got blasted.
When you're drunk, you really like it.
Drunk, I guess.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.